Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to a peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. That's ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Like when we made the soundboard, that was like, okay, we need to have the sicko mode one.
Facts. Yo, you know what I love about Travis Scott, bro?
What?
He's kind of bringing back that like the rock type of like rock star type of aesthetic where everyone's like going crazy and shit. Because like if you like the rager aesthetic, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
Because if you look at like rap concerts and shit, mm-hmm. or like if you look at MTV back in, let's say, the 90s or early 2000s,
yeah.
And MTV, is there even MTV anymore?
There's not. I don't think there is. Or it just fell off completely because I've never watched MTV.
I haven't seen MTV in so long. Whatever happened to that shit? Or like Much Music.
Oh, Much Music was bangers because it would list the top 100 songs and it would go count down and shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's nothing like that no more.
It's complex now.
The new, that's so true.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Do you think MTV owns Complex?
I don't know.
Does it?
I don't know. Why?
That could be a conspiracy.
Why would they own it?
Because look at it. Like, they were the top of like music and media, right?
Like news, you go to thing.
Yeah, they were the top of music. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're that dumb to like just fall off like that.
Low key.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so it's like Complex, but in the bottom it's like MTV and then copyright something like that.
Or maybe they are dumb and they didn't like pop off.
I don't know, bro.
Who knows, right?
But like Complex has been like for the new generation, that's where we go for news.
Yeah. It's either Complex. Yeah, it's just Complex. What the mm-hmm. fuck?
Yeah.
And then back in the day, it was like MTV, Much Music. Yeah, you get like all the music and shit. Mm-hmm. We didn't have streaming services like that, except for like YouTube.
What's that? Is it MTV who follow the celebrities? And like the yo, like talk about this drama, you know. And there's like this one white guy at the table who's
that's TMZ.
Oh, TMZ.
That's TMZ. Yeah.
I hate TMZ, low key.
Yeah, they're so annoying. Weird. Still, they're
so
annoying,
weird, bro.
But it's interesting to see like the celebrities in their element. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like in the wild type shit.
Have you seen the Kanye where it's like, "Good morning, Kanye"? Yeah.
Like it's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, shut the fuck.
Morning, Kanye.
But yeah, bro, but like, yeah, celebrities, I don't know, like it probably would be annoying for hella cameras all the time.
Yeah.
And yeah,
but like I think because celebrities are just people like us,
yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I mean, they're not too much different besides their lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Like the way they react, the way they have emotions, it's the same shit,
but
bro.
It is the same. Yeah,
it's the same shit. So like if you're gonna pull up on someone out of nowhere,
yeah,
take their picture and shit, obviously you're gonna have a reaction like that. You would have the same thing,
exactly. And you have to ask, like, because I remember who was it, Tyga,
mm-hmm.
who they almost oh no, it was Nipsey Hussle.
Oh, what happened?
Nipsey Hussle, like some guy like went up close to his face and
he's
like, bro, before you do all that, like respect me, like I have personal space.
Yeah,
like, you could have died because I don't know who you are.
Oh,
you
that's facts. That's facts.
And he pays him. I was like, damn. Like,
do you think a paparazzi ever got shot by someone like that?
There probably is a story, low key.
You think there's a story like that? Maybe.
I've never heard one, but there definitely is like of a paparazzi getting like beat up though.
Yeah. Because paparazzi, they're like freelance, right?
Yeah.
They don't unless there is a like TMZ thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually like freelance shit.
Yeah.
So, bro, like,
see,
like, man could have just disappeared.
Exactly. Like, look how annoying Popper. Yo, Carlos. Yo, let me get a theory, fam. Like, imagine how annoying that would be. And you're just trying to shop in malls.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, dog, yeah. Leave me alone, fam. I have my free time, dog.
Yo, shout out the guy at the Harry Potter store. This guy recognized me.
Yes, sir. And shout out to people on Omegle who actually found me.
So random, fucking Harry Potter store. But yeah, that was so random. That was literally the first time I ever got recognized.
Yeah. You felt sick, huh?
Yeah. I even went in that store just to look around because it's like, I never seen that store before in the mall. I'm like, mm-hmm, yeah. Harry Potter store here? Like, what the heck?
Yeah.
So I just looked around.
You felt sick? I know you
and
felt
then the guy's
sick.
Like, yo, didn't you have a podcast?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, you know? Uh-huh.
And then what'd he say after?
He's like, yeah, I fuck with blah, blah, blah. And he apparently knows like RJ and shit.
Really? And yeah. He doesn't know me?
No. He like know his boys with RJ.
Oh, okay. His boys with RJ?
Yeah.
No, that's sick then. See, like that first, I haven't got a interaction in public yet.
Cause we can't go out like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we can't go
we
out.
Can't go out like that.
But I was like, cause I've always had dreams of like, you know how Leitner shut down the Eaton Center and shit?
Yeah, you wanna do that?
Like, I was like, yo, once we have a meet and greet and I see all the fans, I think that's gonna be like the first time I'm like, holy smokes. Cause when
you're probably gonna get an ego, fam. You're gonna get like,
I won't.
You don't think so?
I've done my ego death, like my shit's gone, you feel me? I've gone through like the big ego side of me.
Yeah,
I was like, okay, I gotta stay humble, you feel me?
I guess so.
But low-key, if I see all that, I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I'm hella famous now. But yeah,
yo, not I don't think you went through an ego death yet. You know what an ego death really is?
You explained it, like explain it for the fans that don't know.
All right, so they say when you take like a super high amount of, let's say, mushrooms, mm-hmm, or DMT. I think even if you just take DMT,
yeah,
you'll experience this thing called an ego death.
Yeah, yeah.
And what happens is like your whole persona of who you think you are, what you try to perceive as a person, what you try and project to other people, mm-hmm, that shit gets destroyed and you realize like why you're doing shit that you do.
Yeah.
And you start to realize like, why do I want to be like this? Why do I want to show I'm like this?
Oh, okay.
And it kind of breaks down like your insecurities and shit.
So like you kind of find your purpose?
It's not like necessarily your purpose, but yeah, it shows like your true character. Like your true character.
Okay.
Because like, okay, look at a person right now, right?
Uh-huh.
Would you say you're seeing their true character? No, because you're seeing what they're showing you.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
That is true, that is true.
They're showing you what they want to perceive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you have an ego death, like let's say those hippie mans and shit.
Nah, yeah, go ahead.
but like they're mad cool because they leave it all out. Yeah, like
they're like hella relaxed. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, they're easy to talk to.
They're easy to talk to, and they won't lie and shit. They won't like cut around corners. Yeah, like yeah, they'll tell you straight up, like exactly what they're saying, exactly
facts,
how they're feeling.
Facts.
Now, if you go to someone, let's say that's media trained and shit,
mm,
like someone that's like, Let's look at the fucking like Jimmy Fallon. Okay. This guy does not laugh at every single joke.
I know, yeah. And
this guy's fake laughing like every single time.
All those talk show hosts, like mostly like Jimmy Fallon. Like,
yeah,
it's,
yeah,
it's really like planned. Like you know it.
Yeah, fam. Like it low-key cheesed me. He's like, yeah, every single thing. Like I think the guy that played Thor, he's like, oh yeah, like your cup.
What the fuck? Exactly, like that's the part they have to play though, because I guess they have to make it more unique,
I guess, but like
it's not funny though.
It like, becomes like, what's that show, Big Bang Theory, you know?
Oh,
you know,
oh, like the laughs every
like the laugh
seconds.
Track, yeah, like,
yeah,
like they'll pick up a shoe, ha, you
yeah
know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, yo, I'm going to the store today,
facts bro. But like James Corden, he's, or like the, who's that, that British, the British guy, I yeah, like yeah, him. That's the only talk show I really like.
Oh, he's the one that did the drive karaoke.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. That guy's, bro, funny. That guy's funny. Yeah,
funny.
Yeah,
yeah. But like Jimmy Fallon and shit, like, no, bro.
I'm not saying like he doesn't have his moments. He definitely has his moments. Mm-hmm. It's funny sometimes, yeah, but like sometimes it's a little bit too fake.
I know,
right? It's a little, yeah, bit too fake sometimes. But I guess that's the game. I don't know the game.
Yeah, but like to keep people entertained, you just got a fake laugh.
Bro. Yeah, I know.
Weirdos, man. Weirdos. I remember on the thing, one of the Jimmy Fallon ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Jim Carrey was on it.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how the Illuminati, he was going to expose the whole Illuminati.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I think I heard
yeah,
of that.
Yeah. So, and then he did something like this. Like the sign of the Illuminati is the tongue.
Mm.
In the triangle,
yeah,
and like he was exposing like talk show host has been in it, and Jimmy Fallon was like, they're like,
oh shit,
and he was like big laughing,
yeah,
he was,
yeah, yeah,
he was taking it as a joke because it's like, yo, this shit is like, like,
yeah, really? Yeah,
like I'm in it, fam. Like, and he was like,
yeah, because if you've seen Jim Carrey like recently,
yeah,
like even on like the TMZ shit that we were talking about, mm-hmm, like if the TMZ like paparazzi go up to him and he's talking all this like not necessarily nonsense, but like, he sounds kind of crazy.
Really?
He sounds like, oh, there's fucking secret societies like, yeah, running shit. blah, blah, blah. But yo, if it's coming for someone like him,
yeah,
I mean, mm-hmm. it maybe there's some truth to it. Because remember Dave Chappelle?
No, what'd he do?
Bro, okay. So Dave Chappelle used to always talk about like the Illuminati shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And there was this one time he was saying he denied like, I think, an $80 million deal or something crazy like that. Something crazy, yeah. Right? To continue, like, I think, you remember Chappelle Show?
Oh, yeah.
I believe it was Chappelle Show. It could be something else. But he was going to sign a deal with his company. Mm-hmm. Now, for whatever reason, Dave Chappelle denied it.
Okay.
And then you know what his reasoning was?
Why?
His reasoning was, I didn't want to end up like the others.
Oh, fuck.
Now, what does he mean when I don't want to end up like the others?
Join the Illuminati, fam.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is.
80 million. That's a lot of... That's
a lot of money.
Who would have that money? Like, people who rule, like... Okay, fam.
Right? Look at this. So Dave Chappelle, he ended up denying that deal.
Okay.
I think he went ghost for, like, a couple of years. And he came back. And then he made more money, actually.
Oh, really? Yeah.
But he signed, like, with somebody else. Or maybe himself. And then something like that.
Yeah.
But anyways, he denied that deal.
Yeah.
And ended up finding success anyways. Okay. So the message to the story is like, maybe try to know what you're getting into.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe like, if you're fucking like a celebrity like that, you have to be wary. Like, there might be people trying to take advantage, or there might be people that are up to no good and shit. I don't know. This is just like,
there's always a catch, fam.
Yeah, there's always a catch. In any
contract, there's like a little thing there, like, oh, we own you now type shit.
Yeah.
But like that makes sense that they would get someone as big as Dave Chappelle or something,
because
he's the one talking about it.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So, and he has the big ass influence. So why not bring him onto the team? You feel me? Like, it's like a draft pick. Like, nah, he's really good. Like, let's get him on the team.
Do you remember when Kanye was on stage? No. This was during his Yeezus tour.
When he was up on the...
Yeah, he was up on the and he's like, they're gonna kill me for this shit. I can't be talking right now. He said that, bro. Yeah. He said that. And then what happened like the next week?
Mm-hmm.
The next week happened, and then, oh, he's on all this medication. Oh, he's on like this and that. Oh, he's bipolar. Right? They said that about him.
Yeah.
But what about all this stuff that he was talking about, though? Like, was that all fake then?
Probably not, because why is he in medication now, you feel me? I don't know.
Because that's the thing, right? Like all this shit came out after he said that, though.
So do you think that all that bipolar stuff is like...
A cover-up, right?
To be like, all that stuff I was saying about Illuminati, don't believe that shit. I'm just bipolar.
Yeah, like, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah.
This shit's too woke. Is he really bipolar, though?
Because there's always been fucking shit about, like, oh, I sold my soul to the devil and shit like that, right? Even in olden era, I remember there was this guitar player. There's this story how this guitar player...
Mm-hmm.
He just picked up a guitar, didn't know how to play, right? And apparently he met someone on the railroad and sold his soul to someone on the railroad. And all of a sudden he became like the greatest guitar player ever seen.
Huh?
Like for that generation, for that time. Oh, I forgot who his name was. But it was like it was not even like an urban legend. It was like part of his documentary that he sold his soul. That's why he's so good at playing guitar.
But like, why... That's so random. To a railroad worker?
No, he like met somebody at the railroad.
Oh, okay. So this is probably like someone who can do that.
The devil,
for him.
The quote unquote devil.
Okay.
And sold his soul.
That's crazy that you can just with a specific amount of money that you can acquire any talent.
Yeah.
And just sign up. Okay, I want to be this.
Mm-hmm.
And then sell it. Bro, that's kind of f***ed up.
That's tempting, bro. Yeah. That's the thing. Because like, even in the Bible, it says like, the devil's going to come at you and it's not going to be evil. He's not going to look evil.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to look like a blessing in disguise.
Facts.
Which is kind of like that scenario where you see all of this good, but you don't see the evil within. You know what I mean?
Facts.
Sounds a little bit too good to be true. Because like in the Bible, it says like when the devil shows up, he's not going to look like the devil.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to look like,
like a blessing. Not the horns, obviously, because you would be like, yo, what the f***? He has to get you like...
Yeah, he's manipulating you. Yeah. He's gonna come in like as a person, you think, you know?
Yeah.
You think it's like all good, all good.
Yeah. But the higher, there's definitely way more like, what do you call those? Those higher power leaders.
Yeah.
And the groups. I remember you telling me about the Freemasons.
Oh yeah, the Freemasons and shit.
How they, what do you call this? What was the theory about that again?
So the Freemasons, they're pretty much just like a secret society.
Yeah, yeah.
Like just a secret society shit. We always talk about this, right?
Yeah.
But, oh, did you ever hear about the the Denver theory, the Denver airport
that's
theory.
The most commented. Yo, talk about that. Talk about
yeah,
that. Because they're saying that the Freemasons like have control over the airport, right?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Okay, so here's the thing. So the Denver airport theory goes that they had this airport, right? They were building. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, it went $2 billion over budget.
Oh, it went over budget.
Yeah, it went okay. $2 billion over budget. And it was like, it was dragged on for an extra 15 months.
Oh, so they're building some next shit.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing, right? Yeah. So these construction workers came out and then they said that they're building underground buildings.
Mm-hmm. I heard of it.
Like, I think five something underground buildings with multiple floors underneath the airport. And that's like some of the construction workers said. Mm-hmm. So the whole theory is that this underground, this airport has a bunker for like the elite.
Yeah.
Like the Freemasons, the elite, the rich and powerful, right? Mm-hmm. Now, there's so many different like kind of symbolism around the airport.
Like the horse, right?
Yeah, there's one thing. It's called like Blucifer.
Yeah, Blucifer.
Yeah, bro, it's like a blue demonic horse with glowing red eyes. Like
Blucifer. Oh, what?
How obvious could that be?
Facts.
You know what I mean? Yeah, obvious could that be? Like, mm-hmm. it's just something up, bro. Yeah. You know?
And like located far away is like another swastika, I think. What was it?
Oh, I don't know. But no. They had the Freemason symbol in the plaque.
In the plaque.
And then on the plaque, it said New World Airport, whatever. Yeah. New World.
Yeah.
New World Order, bro. Come on, man.
It's right
it's
there.
It's too bro. Obvious, bro. It's too obvious. We got you.
We don't want smoke in the room. But yeah, like they're saying that the underground tunnels, right?
Yeah.
Like that for baggage systems, right?
Yeah.
That's where all the higher power have their meetings.
No, like they're bunked. Yo, okay, get this, bro. Get this. So Barack Obama, right?
Yeah.
So I think it was 2012.
Okay.
There was a comet that was close to hitting the Earth.
Yeah.
There was a comet that was close to hitting the Earth and it might have decimated the fucking Earth, right?
Okay.
And it just so happened, Barack Obama was in Denver, Colorado.
Oh, shit.
At that time.
So that's the bunker.
That's the bunker, bro. That's the bunker, man. And apparently there was like a whole bunch of other rich people or like rich and powerful people that were there on that day. They thought the comet was going to hit Earth.
So that was the safe meeting place, huh?
Yeah.
But have you heard that there's like lizard people there too? Like what's the deal with that?
Okay, yeah, that's the same thing. Like people are saying, it's kind of like, you know, in Avengers, the Skrulls and shit.
Okay. Yeah.
You watch Captain Marvel, right?
Yeah.
Where they can like shapeshift.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to do more about that. Cause I saw it in, I don't want to spoil it. Okay. Wait, okay. I don't want to spoil it. But anyways, like it's pretty much like that. Like these lizard people can shapeshift kind of like a chameleon.
Okay.
So, you know, in X-Men, the blue girl, mm-hmm. Mystique, she can change her face. Uh-huh. She can change like her whole body and look like someone else. So there's a theory that these lizard people are like all of these rich and powerful people like the president. Oh, so blah, like
they
blah.
Just switch.
Yeah, they switch. They change. They change people.
But yeah.
I don't know. That shit sounds crazy to me. I'm not believing that shit. But like,
you never know, bro. Like the higher powers. Like I remember you telling me they all met in a forest. And they,
oh, they yeah. The Bohemian ritual. Grove. Bohemian yeah, Grove. Yeah.
There was another one I searched up. It was, have you heard of the Molly Maguires?
No, what's that?
So it's like this higher power group, kind of like the Freemasons.
Mm-hmm.
So in the 1800s, they ran like a big assassination on like 24 coal miners.
What?
Yeah. And so they're called the Molly Maguires.
Yeah.
Because they're known for their female clothes when they do all these assassinations.
Oh, what the fuck?
So they'll do like arson in like female clothes and shit like that. They'll do hangings in female clothes.
That's crazy.
Which is crazy.
That's crazy.
The Molly Maguire. Imagine being in a group called Molly Maguires. But no, we don't want smoke. I don't want smoke.
Now, you know what's kind of scary though? Like, you know in Kill Bill, that one girl that's in the schoolgirl outfit? And then she's like a fucking killer.
Oh yeah,
I think that's there's something really scary about like someone that looks innocent
and thing,
and they can you up
like me, bro. Like I'll be in this cardigan. Oh no, the best one is when like that nerd.
Oh no,
that nerd is like he's getting bullied and then he like knows karate and it's like so.
Oh yeah,
those are the best plots, fam. I love those.
Like the anime kids.
Yeah.
But they low-key know they know shit.
Like they'll jump up and like spinning hook kick a bully and yeah. I'll be like, nah, he's
passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to a peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. That's ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
He's fine.
I remember there's this one guy.
Yeah.
He went to a high school.
Yeah.
He was the quote unquote like anime kid, okay, right?
Yeah.
And then we were at like a retreat, and then we're like eating, right? We're okay. Eating like dinner, and there's like utensils and shit.
Yeah.
This guy took like the butter knife, and he can like do like flips. Oh. You seen this, right?
I know.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like that's kind of cool stuff.
Facts. But like he's dangerous, fam.
Yeah, he's
like,
dangerous. He's dangerous.
Okay, yo, Carlos, look at this.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa. Relax.
No, I was gonna say that thing. But yeah, bro.
I wanna learn like fucking like ninja shit like that, low key.
You know how to do it though. Right? No, you kinda
well, do. Some stuff, but I wanna learn like if there was a school to learn how to be a real like shinobi shit.
I would join that shit with
I would
you,
join. Man. I would join.
Yes, bro, 100%. Even though I wanted to learn this is
nunchucks,
way,
the nunchucks?
Yeah, the nunchucks are way harder than it looks, fam.
Yeah, it is.
Because I tried
it
doing it, I'm like, oh shit, what the hell?
It's hard because you can hit yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It takes like everything though, like you gotta really practice. Cause even those, you know, those monks that can do like fucking crazy flips and shit, like the super strong. I think they can like lift shit with their testicles. You seen that? they can lift like cinder blocks with their testicles, bro.
And like they'll stand there and then they'll like swing a block.
Yeah. They're like baseball bat their nuts and then like whoa. Like how the fuck? You know what I mean?
No more kids for them, fam. But yeah.
Yeah, no more kids for them. But still, like, how do they survive?
I don't know. It's some deeper like thing in their brain where it's like they turn it off. They're like, I can't feel pain no more. Go.
Nah, okay. So I did like a speech for grade 7.
Yeah.
And I did it on like superhumans, right?
Okay.
And there's this one monk that he could take a power drill and then drill his head.
Oh, I seen that
but it
video.
Wouldn't go in. It wouldn't go in.
I've seen that video, fam.
Like they were trying hard to like drill his head, but it wouldn't go in because it's like a superhuman.
Yeah, bro. Those are like you crazy. Would never expect someone like that to look and like just lift you up with one hand or some shit like that.
Yeah.
But yeah,
like those monks, the like especially the ones in like the orange, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. Oh,
like the Avatar Last Airbender type shit, you know? Yeah. Loki, those might be the most dangerous people on Earth
because they have the most they have the most like control over their brains type shit.
Oh yeah, that's true. They have the most control over their body.
Yeah.
Shit that you can unlock, but they train to unlock it.
Training the brain is way more important than training the body, in my opinion.
Yeah, it is.
If you have a super strong brain, like, I don't know, like, you know, you have ever had those ones where, like, you bump into, like, the edge of a table, and then, like, your rib hurts?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And you're like, I don't feel pain. And then, it goes away.
Yeah.
Like, that shit is crazy.
I do that shit whenever I stub my toe, bro. I'm like, that feels good.
It feels good. So, like, that just switch of the brain can really just, like, affect everything you do.
I kind of want to look into it more. What if I just retire and like go fucking join the monks, bro?
The monks, I could fucking see you, like bald head Carlos just What's up, Gavin?
I come back and I can like fly and shit.
Have you been, Gavin?
You ever watch Shaolin Soccer?
Oh yeah,
that's my favorite. Yeah,
that's my favorite.
That's one of my favorite like kung fu movies ever. Yeah.
Fam, when they like do three flips and then they kick the ball. And it goes hella fast in the net.
Dog. Yo, leave that in the comments if you watch that movie, because I feel like it's kind of underground. Like, not a lot of people talked about it. But I know all the Filipinos watched it.
Yeah, 100%. And we had it in those, what do you call those? The replica?
Oh, like the pirated movies. The pirated movies. Everybody had it on pirated. Nobody bought that movie, bro. Nobody bought that shit.
I don't even remember, putting it on. I think my dad was just playing in the background.
It always played by accident.
Yeah, it always played by accident.
You're never like, I want to watch this movie today. You're never like, it's always played by accident.
Because it was so unrealistic that it was so cool.
It was so corny, but it's funny.
It was so corny.
It's it's so bad, it's good.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's so good, I can't call it bad at the same time. Exactly.
That was you know what I mean? Yeah, I gotta rewatch that just because you said that. I gotta rewatch that.
It's one of my favorites. One of my favorites. Yeah, what do you think about, they were supposed to do a Last Airbender live action show.
Live action? I don't know. That would be kind of hard though.
They were gonna do it, but they canceled it and shit.
Why?
I think they canceled it. I don't know if it's still going on anymore. But they were gonna do live action.
Yeah.
You know the movie they had? It wasn't gonna be like that. They're gonna have like Asian actors, proper casting.
Really?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
That would be fire.
And it was gonna be by Netflix.
Oh.
So it might have been hard, but I think they canceled it. I don't know.
I feel like because there's certain movies that you can have a live action for, like the CGI on the Avatar with all the water going up would be hard.
That would be sick. Yeah.
But remember you told me the Mario movie live action? That shit sucked.
Yeah,
man.
We were talking about that on stereo. Yeah. There's cartoonish shit you can't do.
You can't do,
Mm-hmm.
But you never know.
Even they couldn't do Naruto live action. Never.
I feel like Naruto would be hard in live action. Like the fight scenes, how it goes around.
It's too it's too cringy if it's in person though.
I guess.
You know, it's too anime, you know? Yeah. They have those moments where it's too goofy. Mm. And it won't match.
Too goofy.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah, kind of.
When sexy jutsu, you know what I mean? Okay. It'll take you out of the zone.
That's a jutsu, sexy jutsu?
You didn't know that?
No.
That's one of the first jutsus Naruto learns.
What does it do?
It makes the clones sexy clones.
What the f-?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
And it's distracts everybody.
Really? That was definitely a jutsu I would have.
Sexy jutsu?
Yeah.
Like make the clone. Oh no, it turned him. It turned him, I
into
think.
Into a girl alive.
Yeah, it turned him into a girl. My
100%.
Bad.
100%. That's fire. But yeah.
Yo, Mortal Kombat's coming out soon though. Like the live action.
Oh, live action?
That live action Mortal Kombat.
That's going to be so gross.
I watched the trailer, fam.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That shit was hard, bro. That shit was, listen.
Yeah.
You know Sub-Zero, he can freeze shit?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Bro, he cut Scorpion or somebody, he cut somebody, and then his blood splattered into the air, and he froze his blood and turned it into a pick and stabbed him in the head.
Mortal Kombat, I don't know how a man would come into the room and just think of all these finisher moves.
It's sick though. It's crazy. Sick.
Even the when you punch a guy in the bottom part,
yeah.
It shows it'll show a zoom.
Oh yeah, the X-ray shit
on the game.
Yeah, that was hard. That was hard.
What the hell?
you're not a big fan?
No.
Nah?
No.
I'm a huge Mortal Kombat fan though. That's why. But if I remember, I told you if I was gonna be in a video game, I would be.
Oh yeah, you would be in Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat.
But, hell no, I would be too scared to Sub-Zero's right there. I'm getting destroyed, fam.
No, but then you have powers too, though. If you have powers too,
yeah, that's true.
It'd be fun. It'll be fun though.
But any fighting game, I wouldn't be in.
Nah,
that would be in Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing. That's just real life, bro. It's really just real
chilling.
Life.
Facts.
But, you know what I'm waiting for though. I want. Nintendo games in VR, bro. They haven't done that yet.
Oh.
Imagine Nintendo
games.
What
game would you want, though, in VR?
Bro, Pokemon in VR, fam.
That's Pokemon Go, though. I don't think they're going to do that because they already had an alternate version of that.
Nah, I mean Pokemon, you can catch shit. Okay, I guess that's Pokemon. No, but I mean, you can adventure around, meet people. Because, you know, VR chat. Imagine, VR chat, Pokemon.
But, real life people.
Yeah, and then there's still, a story mode, you know?
Okay, yeah.
You talk to people and then, communicate, kind of like Skyrim.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, in Skyrim, you can, talk about shit and then be like, oh, you want to go on this quest? Yeah. And then it gives you missions and shit. Imagine Pokemon like that, but VR.
No, that would be hard, too.
Right?
That would be super hard. Or, because the game, I remember I was talking about the basketball. Like, I wanted to have a indoor basketball open run gym.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's something like that.
And there is.
Videos of people just go on the court and start shooting around and shit like that.
Oh, that's sick. Yeah,
I know. So everything is on there. I might have to cop, like, dead ass.
Bro, I'm telling you, once I got the VR, I got the Oculus Quest 2.
Yeah.
If you guys want to sponsor me.
Yeah,
y'all want to sponsor us. If Oculus want to sponsor me, hit me up. But like, bam, ever since I got that shit, like, I can't go back to regular games no more, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I can, but realistically, I don't want to.
Yeah.
Because it's really like Ready Player One shit. Mm-hmm. You ever watch Ready Player One?
Yeah, I remember you told me that.
Bro, it's almost as if it's like life and then you can just do anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no more like limits no more, you know?
Yeah. I want to see how big of a sales VR went in this quarantine.
Oh, a lot.
It must have been like hella.
Did you know Oculus Quest 2 had more reviews than PS4 and Xbox, whatever, what's the new Xbox?
Yeah,
combined. Xbox combined.
Oh, damn.
Had more than both of them combined, bro.
Because there was a big hype on PS5 and Xbox, but like, none of my friends have that shit. I know more friends with VRs.
Yeah.
Dino has a VR. You have a VR. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Dog, I'm telling you, once they perfect that shit, that shit's going to be obsolete. Like, no cap. It's going to be obsolete.
Yeah, because, this quarantine, it could go on for another 5 years, fam.
Yeah.
If you want to chop it up with your friends, that's the way.
Exactly. Way. Unlimited motives.
I know, bro.
Unlimited motives,
exactly.
Bro.
Exactly. Like, anything you want. And there was another game where, you know that...
Beat Saber.
Beat Saber is so fire. It's like...
Yeah.
You're in your living room like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, go.
Alright, what are you gonna say? Go.
No, have you seen that boxing game?
Oh, Creed, yeah.
No, but the old grandpa like put on the VR and he's like,
oh, I haven't seen that.
He's dodging it, and he almost fell over. Shit, it's so funny, fam. There you go.
What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, there's this game. This game is like Beat Saber, but you have two guns, and then you shoot bad. So it's like Guitar Hero, but you're shooting.
Yeah, I know that one.
It's so sick, bro. It's like a cyber world or whatever. Uh-huh. And then like every single time you shoot, you have to shoot like on beat.
Word.
And it's like John Wick. You're like killing people like as it goes.
Yeah.
Through the beat.
Is that the one with the red opponents?
Huh?
With the enemies are in red.
Yeah. No. That's hot. Hot shot, I think.
Yeah,
super hot. Yeah, that's super
like
hot.
Your elbow and the gun will fly, and then you'll be like,
"Yeah, that's super hot. That's super hot." Yeah.
Was that the one you're 30 or
you? Yeah, my mom was playing that. It's fun. It's so fun. Funny, have you played it yet or not?
No.
Bro,
no.
You want to try today?
Huh? Fuck it, bro. Let's do it. Yeah.
It's crazy, man. I'm telling you, I can see shit. I can see like Xbox and then PS4 like handhelds or like controller games. They're going to be obsolete, and then that's going to be considered retro gaming eventually in the future.
Yeah, obviously, because this is the new stuff right now. But later on, it's going to be, you remember VR?
Yeah.
What do you think is going to come after VR, though?
After VR? Oh, I know exactly what's going to come.
What?
It's going to be, they're already starting this. They're already in the works. Mm-hmm. It's VR that connects to your brain. Mm-hmm. It's like, not Neuralink, but like your brain. You know how you can put shit on your head and then you can give off brain signals?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So there's already like a VR in production and it's working and you can kind of buy it. It's like a beta.
Damn.
You can put it on your head and then there's this game where it's like you're a wizard and you have to use your brain to conjure up like a orb to shoot.
Oh, shit. So like
you have to concentrate and then like imagine it and it will come up.
Okay.
So I think that's going to be the future of VR where it's like we don't have any more controllers.
Yeah.
It's just going to be like, I'm like this, and then I control everything around me.
Oh my god!
Just with my head, I'm like, you know what I mean?
I was gonna say that too. Like, I was imagining when I think about like the future of VR, it's like you go into like this box now, and you just sit down and you get plugged into something.
Yeah, like simulation shit.
Yeah, and now you're in the game. Like your soul comes out your body type shit.
Yeah,
you're in the game.
It's gonna be like that, bro. It's gonna be eventually. Yeah. That's why Elon Musk, he said, it's either we're in it already or we're gonna be there eventually. We're going to be in a simulation.
Yeah.
No cap. Like, it's going to happen.
I don't know. There was a story that I read about.
Yeah.
And some person took a ketamine.
Oh,
shit is He was like, I'm never the one to, like, do, like, some types of drugs like this.
Yeah.
But when I took it, like, a window open into a next pan-dimensional universe. Mm. And like he was playing around with aliens and yeah. he was doing all of that, fam.
Holy shit.
So I guess it's like on the level of Salvia, like you were talking about.
Yeah.
But I guess, yeah. I don't know even what ketamine is. Like, I swear that's
I don't even know.
Some horse type drug.
Is it the cat tranquilizer? Is that what it is?
It might have been like that.
I think it's something like that. Word. I could be wrong. I don't know my drugs like that.
Yeah, facts. Fully sober.
But yeah, like I'm telling you. Maybe there's some truth to like psychedelic trips.
Yeah,
bro. Maybe they're seeing something. You
never
know,
fam. Because like I just wanna ask those people like to describe an alien. What does it look like? Was it that typical green?
Mm.
I don't know.
What if like this is a simulation, right?
Yeah.
And then whenever we take, let's say, a psychedelic drug, mm-hmm. and you go on like a trip like that, mm-hmm. that's like a bug. In the matrix.
Oh, like a glitch that they
like
haven't
a glitch, patched. like a bug in the matrix, and then that's why you're like seeing all that shit happen.
Like they haven't patched that shit yet.
They haven't patched that shit yet.
And like shrooms are the only like that's the whole cheat code thing.
Yeah.
Oh man, that could you could. So we're in a video game.
Yeah, what is this? It's a video game.
Interesting.
If you look, you can look at life as a video game, to be honest.
Yeah.
If you really want to live your life like a video game, you can just pretend this shit's a video game.
But have you heard about the, speaking of like, because we speak about souls.
Yeah.
Have you heard about that twin flame shit?
Oh, yeah.
Do you believe in that?
Low-key, I believe it to a certain extent.
Okay.
Like, I'm not saying like, if you meet your twin flame, like, oh, everything's going to be amazing, everything's gonna be magical.
Yeah.
I think there's definitely some people that come in your life and they're supposed to be in your life. Mm. I mean, I know this sounds like kind of simpy,
yeah.
but like you know when you see someone and like, yeah,
and you're
one
like,
day
connection like automatic.
One day, like I just know like we're gonna be friends or we're yeah. gonna be like, you know.
And for like the people who don't know like what the twin flame is, it's like I guess you reach like a certain, I don't know, conscious in your life that your soul like your soul splits, right? That, like, that's the whole thing.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, your soul splits, and now there's two of you walking on Earth. And that's why when you meet, it feels like you're whole again.
Oh, what the f***? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
This is what I thought twin flame was. I thought twin flame was, like...
Like your lover? Like your, what do you call that?
Like, not
your soul. Your soulmate? It's different. That's it's why different, it's different. Yeah, because yeah, that's why there's two different. Because a soulmate, you want to connect with a soulmate. But I heard that your twin flame, you're supposed to get away from it because like it's like a crazy ass like experience once you meet it.
Oh, you're supposed to get away from it.
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck? I always thought twin flame was like you're on the exact same wavelength and you're meant to like meet.
It is, but you share the same traumas with that person and stuff that okay, now he's gonna try and like help you grow by I fucking don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. I low-key believe in that. That you just
I definitely believe like people come in your life and then like they were meant to be there. Yeah. Or you're meant to see them again. Mm. Something like that.
Yeah.
You know?
You think you met your twin flame?
Have you
so deeply connected with a person yet?
I don't know.
Damn, not even me, dog. That's crazy.
I don't know. I can't say it. Like yeah, I don't
yeah. That's facts.
Like okay, you know how people say like How do you know you're fucking, you're in love and shit, you know?
Yeah.
How do you know?
How do I know? It's a feeling, dog. I don't even know, like, okay. Okay, hold on. Like, this is the first time we're actually talking about this topic.
Love, yeah, it is. Still,
love,
it is.
Love is hard, fam, because it's like a drug that, like, you don't know what it is. But like you just have this feeling like, okay, this feels right.
Okay, bro, but like, I'm not like bashing or anything, but like, what if this shit's just all reaction and chemical? What if it's...
That's what I said too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like this... Okay, that person gives off like certain... I guess
triggers. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's like, oh, thing.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Because what if, quote-unquote, love is uh-huh. just... I feel this way on a certain day. My chemical... Because I ate fucking a burrito that day. My mm-hmm. chemicals made it like that. And that's why I see someone like this. And it triggers that emotion. You know what I mean? Like who... Because scientifically, that's what it is.
If we're talking about scientifically.
Like scientifically, that's what it is.
Because there is really no explanation. If you ask a person, yo, do you actually like... How do you know you're in love? They'll be like, oh, I don't know. I felt it.
Okay,
you know
but here's the flip side now. Here's the flip side. You could look at it like that's the scientific reasoning behind it. Mm-hmm. But the timing... You know what I mean? The timing and all of the things that happen to get you in that position, situation, whatever. I guess that you can call that like fate.
Fate.
You know? Yeah. You can call that fate.
See, because I can't argue that because I believe in fate.
Yeah.
Because like all the stuff that happened to me, like being like going to my first like girl, having my first relationship, mm-hmm. led up perfect. You feel me?
So maybe the tie-in to love is actually fate. Because low-key, okay. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I don't know.
I think there's a tie-in with love and fate.
That's why the meaning comes like right person, wrong time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I hate that shit. That's like the lamest excuse. that's just the lame excuse. But it is true, though.
But it's true. It's true.
Yeah, because before, I can even like relate that to myself. Like before, I was hella immature. Like I wasn't grown yet. So that I was the wrong person at the time. You feel me? So, but now, I don't know.
Exactly. It's timing, fam. See, yeah, it is. It's all timing. And then if you interlock like timing with fate, then maybe love is connected with fate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe true love is with fate and timing and all of this shit that happened.
Yeah.
That it all lined up like that. Uh-huh. I mean, it's kind of like quote unquote a miracle. You know?
A miracle. Yeah, because there's millions of people in this world.
Exactly. And you end up with one person. Exactly.
Goes back to the red string theory.
Yeah, like the red string shit.
But yeah, the twin flame shit, man. I don't know. People are talking about it. I've seen so much things on TikTok where like they light a camera. I mean, no, they light two candles, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they put a string on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like your two twin flames, right? And then like...
Oh, that's some witch shit, bro.
It is. It's crazy. And then like the... what do you call this? The string would like detach and burn off from one, but this one would be still holding on. So it's like your twin flame is kind of trying to hold on, but you're letting go of it.
Oh,
it's kind of, it was like witchcraft, fam.
Shit.
Yeah.
Okay. You know those people you see in your life where like you don't know them, but you've seen them. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay, hold on. When you,
okay,
you
don't know them, for example, there's some people like I remember, let's say from elementary school.
Yeah.
Like let's say in an older grade or some shit that I would have never talked to, but I just remember their face and I just remember how they acted. And then years pass. And I kind of remember them still for no reason.
Oh, like a childhood friend?
Not even like someone I knew, just like I seen them before. And then later on in life, like I seen them again and like, I still remember that person.
Oh, I think I've had,
you know what I'm talking
ones.
About?
Yeah, I think I've had those ones. I know what you're talking about.
Like you for whatever reason, you remember somebody. Like you didn't talk to them, you didn't like admire them, you just remember yeah, that
and
person.
Like, it just randomly shows up like, oh, you're like that kid.
You're that kid from band class. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. You're that kid walking around that one day in the hallways. That
yeah,
I saw.
Exactly, yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Right? Why? What about it?
I just thought about that. I'm like, because that happens. That yeah. happens. Like I'll feel like that person I'm gonna see again some way.
Really? Damn, I don't know.
You never felt that before? Like sometimes I'll see somebody, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna see that person again. I don't know where, I don't know when. I'm like, gonna just see that person again.
Like the blonde Filipino dude at Ryerson.
I saw that guy every single.
Went with the bag, fam.
Like I don't know how, but like this, you know why though? He sticks out like a sore thumb though.
Yeah,
like exactly. You'll just see him in the crowd.
Exactly, and it was both of us that both saw him. Like,
yeah, what the fuck?
And this is the funny thing.
Yeah,
he was at the party. Remember?
Yeah, he was at the party. Yo, it's not like we talked to him. Yeah, it's not like we were friends. Facts. We didn't have no mutuals.
Facts.
It's just like I remember that person. Like I seen that person before.
Like once probably like three times a week, I'll see him for a random reason. We'll cross paths.
Exactly.
Like no, shout out that guy, bro. But yeah, it's so funny because whenever we see him, we both know automatically. We look at each other.
Yeah, we're like, yo, it's that guy.
Yeah, bro.
Right?
Maybe he's the sign. Maybe he's a sign or something.
Maybe like every time you see him, like it's gonna rain that day. Yeah. Every time you see him, you're gonna get like good news or some shit.
Loki, I don't know, bro.
Like the butterfly effect. You know the butterfly effect?
No, what is it?
So the butterfly effect is that
Travis Scott?
Nah, not that butterfly effect. Yeah. But like the butterfly effect is that a butterfly could fly, and then let's say you hit it by accident, you kill it.
Yeah.
And an earthquake would happen in Japan. Or like just because you did something small, let's say I tap this desk. Because I tap that desk, fucking, I'm going to stub my toe later or some shit.
Okay.
So it's kind of like, they say it's this thing where everything's connected and everything has like an outcome. And it may not make sense. It just like, it just happens like that.
Yeah. So like you step on an ant, someone like, gets in a car accident.
Something like that. Exactly. Like the butterfly effect.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Like, everything adds up. So, I don't know if you remember Hot Tub Time Machine.
No. What's that?
Okay, yeah. So, Hot Tub Time Machine, they go back in time with this with the hot tub, right? Mm-hmm. So, in the beginning of the movie, I don't want to spoil it, but, like, yeah. in the beginning of the movie, like, he sees a squirrel, and then, like, he hits a squirrel. Later on in the movie, because he hit that squirrel, it changed the outcome of that future, and the squirrel came back, and then he prevented something that happened. And I'm not going to say what it happened, but, like, yeah. prevented something that happened. So it's kind of like that butterfly effect. Because you did that, maybe it comes back to you.
Oh, shit. Like, karma? That's just karma, no?
Nah, not even karma, bro. Not even karma.
It is not karma, because it's like, indirect.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's crazy. I didn't know about that
effect. Yeah.
So whenever I see an insect, I'm going to just leave it alone, because I might cause, like, some shit in China. Like, a tsunami in China.
That's like, the theory, bro. That's a theory.
Damn.
So, yeah, bro, that's the butterfly effect. Mm-hmm. Like, you hear about it a lot, right? Like, in movies and shit.
To be honest, no.
Nah?
The only thing, like, when you said butterfly, it's like, for this life, I cannot change.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that's crazy. Yo, do you believe in the voodoo shit?
Like, what voodoo shit?
Like, you know how in Smosh, I remember this is, like, the first time I got introduced to voodoo.
Yeah.
But so, Anthony, I think, had a plushie of Ian.
Yeah.
And, like, he was at a business meeting, and then, like,
Oh, like a voodoo
it.
Doll?
Yeah, and then he was like,
I don't believe in that.
I don't believe in that. It, too. But I've heard about this.
No, but I'm not, like, trying to test, like...
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean,
hell no.
Facts, bro. Like, but I've heard this, it's called voodoo death syndrome, where you can literally think yourself to like, death.
Oh, what the fuck?
Like, you believe so, like, your brain believes that you've been cursed.
Yeah.
Like, super hard.
Damn.
That you can just think yourself
to death, fam,
which is crazy.
That's the thing, because, like, I forgot who it was. There's, like, a basketball player. He believed, like, he was cursed, so he never had a good game anymore.
No.
In the NBA? I forgot who it was. There was someone. It might have been in the NBA. It might have been in, like, a different league. But there was this person. Nah, it was the NBA. I forgot who it was.
Holy.
Fuck. There's this person that believed, like, they got cursed by, like, someone, like, oh, I'm cursing you, blah, blah. And they never had another good game.
Nah, what the heck? Nah, that's crazy. Have you ever been, like, feeling that you've had been cursed?
Nah.
I've had those days where it's like, oh, I just have bad luck. But like, I don't think, like, cursed.
No.
That's too much.
Like, I always try to do good, and I always try to, like, do my best. You know what I mean?
Facts.
And, like, if I did somebody wrong, I'm going to make sure I make it right. Mm. I mean, so, like, I never want to, like, cause no bad.
Yeah.
Bad blood, you know?
Exactly.
I'm not the one to, like, keep bad blood.
Yeah.
You know?
I used to do that.
Used to.
Used to. I don't do that no more. All that revenge shit is gone, because I really just live my life now. It's like, okay, if I don't need to step out my way to go and, like, hurt someone else, why would I do that, fam? You feel
that's
me?
That's true.
Well, if they hurt me, I'm going to leave it, you feel me? And I'm going to grow from it,
mm-hmm.
do my own thing.
Like Jesus said, turn the other cheek, fam.
Exactly.
Turn the
but
other
in some
cheek.
Situations, it's hard to do, fam. But yeah. I guess it's just a testament to your, like, will to actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I matured from that. Because now, but people are like, yo, Gavin, you can just go up to, like, anyone now and just be like, oh, look what I'm doing now. Well, nah, chill. Like, that. I'd rather show you than talk shit, you know?
That's what I've been on, you know? Like,
I think I've developed that from you, like, because as YouTubers, we haven't gotten into no beef yet, because we just stay in our own lane.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? We don't talk shit about all
and even things. Even if I'm doing nice, I never, like, brag.
Yeah.
I never, like, I'm not one to boast. I'm not one to, like, oh, yeah, look at me. Like, I'll just show what's going on, but I'm not going to be like, y'all don't have, you know what I mean? Like, that's just not cool to me.
You think those YouTubers who, like, go out to the homeless and, like, record everything they do, you think that's a...
Okay, here's the thing. Because they're still doing good.
Yeah.
Because they are doing good for the people that need, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? So, in a sense, they're still doing good, but, like, I guess at the same time...
You don't really have to...
You don't have to film it, but... That is their livelihood,
mm-hmm.
you know. That's still their livelihood.
They're
so
vlogging, yeah.
That's kind of what they have to do.
I don't know. It just kind of pissed me off when people that know they have a bad rep, do some shit like that.
Oh,
I mean,
but here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. Like, okay, yo, that's like the negative in your head, because it's like,
why?
If someone did bad, like, they have to do good. You know what I mean? They have mm-hmm. to. They have to make it up. So you can't be that person. Like, nah, you did bad. You can't fix up. You can't fix up. Because there's a lot of people like that.
But you don't have to show it. You don't have to show it to the world. You just do it on your own.
Nah, so bro, you do to change your image. Let's say, look at Logan Paul.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of people that would be like, oh, he did that shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's not allowed to come back up.
Yeah.
He's not allowed to change. He's not allowed to be better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Nah, bro. Like, a lot of people think like that, and that's kind of like the toxic type of way of thinking. I know it feels right. I know it feels right. Like, I was like that too. But like, trust me, it's not necessarily the best because you don't give someone else a chance.
Yeah.
Because if you want change, if you want something to be better, then you do have to be accepting of like, okay, I see he's trying to change now.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you can't look at it as like, oh, because he did that fuck shit, he's trying to make a good image. Nah, he's trying to change. You know what I mean? It's good. It's good that he's doing that.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, I would see that too.
Yeah.
Because he has such a big audience that he kind of has to do it. It's like, okay, I have to show that I'm like worthy of you guys' forgiveness.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, sure, it may be quote unquote like staged or corny, yeah. but like, you know what I mean? That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do, right? Mm-hmm. Like, how else would you do it? How would you do it?
I don't know.
That's the thing. Cause people say, like,
in this position to talk.
Exactly. Cause people always like, oh, he's doing it like that. Why is he doing it like that? Okay. What would you do though?
I would probably do the exact same thing. Exactly. Like, I would sit down, make the apology video.
Exactly,
you know?
Bro. Like,
all lowercase letters. I'm sorry.
See, that's the thing I really try to do. And I always try to tell other people to do it too. Is like, put yourself in their, like, this is so common, but like, put yourself in their shoes. Like, for real, like, try to understand what they're feeling. Oh, they're probably feeling stressed about this and this and this. That's why they're doing that shit, you know?
Yeah.
That's why they're doing it.
That's a big lesson I learned too. One of the other ones is like, be nice to everyone because you don't know what they're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've heard so many stories like, oh, like someone's been like depressed, but and you're treating them like shit, but you don't know. But she's smiling on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what's going on, but you're still treating her like shit. So just be wary of like what's going on with people. Just treat everyone nice, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody deserves the best until they show they're not allowed it or they show they don't deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Everybody deserves the best until they show they don't deserve the best.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's something like we have to really know. We have to like understand, like, I'm going to give everybody the same chance. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's like that TikTok trend, which is like really scary and depressing for a reason. It's like, show the time you were actually depressed, but no one knew. Have you heard that sound?
Shit. I haven't seen that.
And like, it's everyone happy. See, but you don't see that shit.
Damn.
It's on the inside. So...
Damn.
So bro, like,
even like if you look at like some of the party videos and shit.
Oh yeah.
Some of those people going crazy at the party
are mad.
Maybe they're doing that crazy shit because like they're dealing with something, bro.
Yeah.
They're dealing with something that they're trying to like suppress. They're trying to escape. Yeah, exactly. That's the word, escape. Yeah,
I know. And you never know. Like, there was a, what really hit me, fam, was some person was like, yo, I'm going through it. And like this podcast takes me out of like reality. And when Carlos says jumpers jump out and Gavin says deuces, I snap back into reality.
Damn.
And it was fucked, fam. Like, I hope whoever sent that is really improving on their mental health and doing good.
Yeah, bro. Like, if y'all are feeling like that, you have to try and make your world the world you want to live in.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in a way, you're the creator of your world. Like, if you want to do something today, you can do it. You have the power to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a bad situation, you can change that situation. It's not like someone put you in a box and you can't move. Like, you can move. You can do these things to get out of there. But what it really takes is just that motivation. You have to see that silver lining. You have to see that there's a path. As long as I continue that path, as long as I take that step, I'm going to get there.
Yeah.
Right?
Because I read too that... your brain already has a negative bias, but you can train your mind to like think positive.
Exactly.
That goes back to what we were talking about at the beginning. Like, the brain, super important.
Yeah, it's so powerful, bro.
Yeah.
Like, my mom used to tell me this shit all the time before when I was younger.
Yeah.
She would tell me like there were these people that were sick, and then because of the way they trained their mind, because they believed so much that they could be healthy, they became healthy.
Mm.
And then as a kid, I'm like, I'm hearing this shit, and I'm like, yeah, right, whatever. Yo, I wasn't like this before. I didn't think like this before.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I used to say?
What?
I used to say, like, I'm not gonna get excited because I might get disappointed. That was my saying before.
But now it's like,
that's so fucked. Now that I look, but looking back at my younger self, I used to say that shit. I'm like, damn, that's sad.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get excited because I'm gonna get disappointed. Just live it through, fam.
Exactly.
Like, what the hell? No, that's totally depressing.
Right, I used to say that shit to myself.
Yeah, but no, I've always been like that positive kid though.
Because
I think my mom and dad ingrained that in me.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, okay, if you're, the most important thing about this life is you like be happy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're gonna die anyway, so might as well.
Facts.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. My mom was teaching me all this shit, right? She was low-key telling me all of this stuff I learned out now, mm-hmm. but way back then. But at that time, I wasn't listening. I wasn't even trying to listen to that. Word. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But looking back, like, yeah, she was telling me all that. She was really teaching me these things. It's just like I never really like took that information. I never did anything with what I was being told.
You know, too. Now that I think about it, I was thinking about it. It's like, no, it wasn't really my parents and thing who ingrained like this positive mm-hmm. thing. It was like cartoons.
Cartoons?
Like,
yeah.
I really like SpongeBob was my favorite thing. Yeah, and you know how he's all giddy going to work?
Mm.
Even though it's like a shit. Whoa, I just realized this. Like, you know how like a Squidward?
Yeah.
He's his job and shit. But SpongeBob always going there.
Yeah, always happy. Yeah.
I just realized that, like, I literally, like, took the
SpongeBob.
Like, you know me, I'm always positive. Yeah. It doesn't matter if, like, I'm taking out the trash, fam. Mm. If I was a trash thing, I would go in there with, like...
Yeah, make the most out of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Low key. That's crazy.
Okay, I have a theory. I have a theory for why I want to... Or why I'm so motivated to be, like, entrepreneur. Or why I really love being an entrepreneur. This is my theory.
Gary Vee.
Nah. So... If you look at like media our parents consume compared to media we consume and then media like let's say the new generation consumes, okay, right?
Yeah.
I think personally,
yeah.
all of the shit, like lessons that ambitions and shit comes from our childhood. So this is what I think. Bam, when I was little, like the cartoons I would watch would be like shit, this man's so rich, like Mr. Krabs.
Yeah.
Like a house full of money, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ebenezer Scrooge, he's diving in fucking coins, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's people like stacking up millions, stacking up money, you know? Yeah. I feel like this is what I took from the cartoons.
Mm.
I feel like that called to me, I guess,
mm-hmm.
or those things are the things that I took from those cartoons, and that's why I trained my brain to like, I want that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get like Mr. Krabs, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. When I did that, I also took out the negatives with it. I was a little bit greedy.
Oh, okay.
Like growing up, I was a little bit greedy.
Scrooge the greediest.
Greediest, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But as time went on, I started to learn like what's good, what's bad.
Yeah.
But I still kept that same lesson of like, I wanna get like, I wanna be successful like him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then if you look at our parents, like some of them didn't have the greatest ambitions or like they didn't look at like they weren't looking for lavish life. They weren't looking for anything crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What were they watching? They're watching Friends, fam. They're watching Fresh Prince. You know what I mean? They're watching
just
these
like the normal life shows.
Yeah. Full House, you know?
Yeah.
Like the sitcoms where just have a family.
Oh,
right?
Fuck.
Small house, family, whatever. Just be happy with your family.
Yeah.
Now look at everybody else. Look at our generation.
Our generation is mad different.
It's mad different. Everyone wants to be an artist. Everybody wants to be creative.
Young
everybody,
too. They want to do it super young.
Exactly. Everybody wants to be rich. But why? It's because of the cartoons we watch, fam. It's because the content that we took in.
Oh, that makes so... Nah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So...
That was my theory about it. Like, I always saw shit like that.
Yeah, no, because childhood is when you like mold your mind into like kind of what you want to be and shit.
Exactly.
That's why when I get a child, I'm putting him in anything, like a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know me? And I'm showing him the good cartoons, not the ones that, the cartoons that don't like mean anything and shit like that.
Exactly.
Like,
the
ones that teach lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Here's the thing though. So now with so much media and so much shit the new generation sees,
mm-hmm.
how do you think they're going to turn out? Because I think now there's such a big variety of like situations people could be in to watch it.
Yeah.
You can watch on Netflix. You can watch on live TV. You can watch on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's so many different outlets, so many different channels. Mm-hmm. We're not watching the same shit anymore.
I think, the newest generation, not our generation, but the newest generation is probably going to be way smarter than us.
Yeah.
But like the thing that I always hear is like, they're the laziest. For some reason.
It's because attention span.
Yeah, they have the most potential.
Yeah.
But like all the media and shit has dumbed down their attention span. Mm-hmm. That's why they don't want to do nothing.
I think what it's really gonna depend on is like what they're watching now.
Yeah.
Cause you can watch some good shit, but you have to be on the good shit. You have to look for that stuff. But you can also be entertained by like the dumb shit and then fall into that hole and then that's all you're watching. Mm. All the content you take in is all this dumb shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's cool because I kind of liked our generation because we kind of had that,
we don't have that much. We got introduced into technology, but we also had that, like, okay, well, like, we still had the iPods.
Yeah. Like that. It wasn't.
We're in between mm-hmm. of, like, the old and new.
Exactly. Kind of cool. Yeah. We saw it coming up. We saw everything come out.
Yeah, right? Exactly. That's why it's like, there's the video is like 2000 and. Yeah, bro. 2000 and what the hell?
But nah. 2000 and. What else?
What else is there?
You're still going, fam?
2005? What the fuck? But yeah, bro.
Yeah, but I think the new generation, there might be some even greater creatives or even greater people, but it depends on them to take the tools necessary or to, like, go down the right path, you know?
If they have the mindset of, like, an 800s person and, like, the potential of a 2000s onward person, mm-hmm. I think that's a perfect mix, man.
Exactly.
You can really do damage.
Yeah, exactly.
What was your, like, favorite cartoon?
My favorite cartoon growing up? Yeah. That's a hard one. What's your favorite?
My favorite, like, that I can still watch today? Lilo and Stitch.
Lilo and Stitch, yeah? Word. I think my favorite, because I want to say SpongeBob, because that's, like, the greatest all time. I think I'm going to say Pokemon.
Pokemon's sick, too. Mm-hmm. There was some sad shit that I recently read about Lilo and Stitch, though.
Yeah.
So Lilo, you know how in one scene she takes pictures of all the tourists, right?
Yeah.
So she takes pictures of all the tourists because she's afraid of loss. Mm. Like, you know how her parents died?
Oh yeah.
She's
afraid of
seeing loss. And she even told, like, Stitch, she's like, yo, I don't like seeing people go. Mm. And so she takes pictures of all those tourists because she doesn't want to forget them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Hella dark. Like, as a kid, I'm like, yeah, why is there, like, pictures of tourists like that?
See, Disney's good with that, eh?
Yeah.
Disney's so good at, like, putting these details, like, key details in for when you're older, you're gonna understand. Or for even, like, the adults watching in the room, they'll understand it.
Facts.
They'll relate to it on a different level the kid is watching. Because the kids were watching it differently. Mm-hmm. But let's say my dad was watching it differently, my mom was watching it differently. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you ever watch you know Transformers?
Yeah, why?
Man, did you ever take in, like, there's so much, like, sexual shit in Transformers?
Oh yeah, bro. Oh my god.
Like, almost every like 2 minutes, there's, like, a sexual innuendo.
Yo, that's facts.
Do you know that?
That's facts.
But as a kid, like, you wouldn't really
You
got the obvious ones, like, with Megan Fox and shit. Yeah. Like, the obvious ones. But fam, there's more. Fam. There's, like, almost every 2 minutes, like, something happens.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, a sexual innuendo.
They do a lot of that though in cartoons. Fam, what's that? The Timmy Turner?
What? There's one in Fairly Odd Parents?
Okay, so you know what, Nissimo? That like...
Oh, yeah.
You know how you're mad in love with Wanda, right?
Yeah.
And Wanda and whoever the green guy was had a baby, turned out purple eyes.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Purple.
Fam, even in cartoons, they teach, like, cheating and stuff like that. Like, fam, what the hell?
Yeah, that one was crazy.
That one was crazy. I was like, whoa.
I think I remember seeing that theory, too. Yeah,
bro had an affair. Even in cartoons, you can't trust, man. DTB.
Yeah.
But yeah, bro.
Yo, taking one Decimo, is that his name?
One Decimo, yeah.
Yeah. He looks exactly like Salt Bae. You know Salt Bae?
Oh, he does.
Like the white shirt, the ponytail. Like, literally the same. Literally the exact same. Yeah, same goatee, mustache.
Yeah, do you think that's why he kind of meant to... He dresses up his character like that, so, like, girls are attracted to him. You think
maybe because that's, like, kind nostalgic. Of a look.
Yeah,
that's kind of a look,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of a look.
Yeah, theory about Salt Bae. Yeah, bro.
But I feel like even a lot of rappers or a lot of, like, artists that want to perceive, like, a certain image, they'll look to the past that kind of someone they want to resemble. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know an example. Let me think of an example. Let's say...
No, like, even, like, okay, you know how you have that Coogee sweater?
Yeah.
And you know how, like, Biggie has the Coogee sweater?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
maybe
yeah.
Maybe a new rapper would be like, yo, I want to rap like Biggie, so I'm going to kind of put on that.
Exactly. Yeah. Or, like, 50 Cent and Pop Smoke. Pop Smoke took a lot of inspiration from 50 Cent. Have you noticed that?
His voice, though? Or what else? Like,
no, his sound. His sound, okay, kind of even the way, a little bit the way he dresses, dude. Really? A little bit.
Okay, right? I can see that, yeah.
Even the way he acts, like the way he acts.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like 50.
Facts.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So if you look back at, like, all these different artists and shit, they took inspiration from someone and kind of took, like, that, I want to say, archetype.
Yeah.
Because it's like an archetype that's kind of nostalgic in a sense that, oh, he's that type of boss, you know? Like, let's look at, like, a millionaire today. I don't know an example, but let's say they look up to Scarface.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Tony Montana, okay, you know? Yeah. You're gonna know that. Yeah, you're gonna know he looks up to that because the way he moves.
Or like, a person who wants to be, like, a Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Like, the dumbed down, just a t-shirt.
The turtleneck. Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's crazy to me. Like, $8 billion worth mm-hmm. just pops out in, like, some calm Joe Fresh jeans. You feel me? A nice Walmart tee.
If you're that rich, I feel like you dress like that too, though.
Me?
I feel like.
Wow.
I feel like.
The stuff I do now?
I think I would dress like. Oh, actually.
You know me, man. I was dead broke, rocking rings, all this, like trying to look rich.
Okay, but you're dead broke. What if you had all the money in the world? How would you dress?
I would probably dress like this.
I think I would dress the same.
Low key, what I noticed that the more money I've been getting, the more sophisticated I've been looking.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah.
Or like the more like chill.
Yeah, the more chill I've been chilling. Like I used to wear these like tie dye pants to try and get attention from everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like.
I think the way my style is going towards is more like comfort and kind of like, okay, you know when you look at someone and then you can tell like they're a thinker or like they you know what I mean or like they daydream. You know what I mean?
I know.
Like when you look at like an artist or some shit. Yeah,
because like the sweater vest you were wearing before had patterns on it.
Yeah.
And this one has patterns on it. So you kind of like developing an archetype like, oh, patterns.
This is my aesthetic I'm going for.
Yeah.
It's like mature, but like still creative, you know?
I think that's what I'm going for too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like you can tell I'm mature, but like I'm still like creative. I'm still like goofy on the inside, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true. Okay, yeah, yeah.
That's like kind of
like a good in between.
Yeah, exactly. It's like
fun, mature. That's good.
Yeah, yeah. All right, you want to edit there?
Yeah, we can end it there, fam.
Any announcements, fam?
No. Do we want to announce the Stereo stuff?
Oh, yeah. We're live on Stereo on
Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 p.m. So
9 p.m.
Anything you guys want to talk about, fam, come talk.
We'll drop a TikTok. So if you guys are on TikTok, you'll see the TikToks come in. But every single Monday, Wednesday, Friday,
yes,
9 p.m., we're on Stereo.
Yes, sir.
Tune in and... Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Thank you for tuning in today. Jumpers Jump out.
Deuces.